Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
This is Terry, and Brad Peterson is in studio with me, but let's go right to the phones. One of our regular and favorite contributors has a major announcement to make, Mr. Nate Zielinski.
Good morning, Terry. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing okay for an old guy.
That's good. I'm glad you're hanging in.
Oh, there, you got a drum roll for your announcement. We spare no expense on this show, Nate.
I love it. Yeah, Terry, we're very excited. A lot of people fish our Ice Addiction, Ice Fishing Tournament Series. There's no doubt it's kind of a different series, but, you know, we have anglers from literally 15 and 20, states that attend, hundreds of zip codes come to the event. A lot of people, it's one of their big passions of doing this in the winter. And a lot of people fish the three to five events that there is in the series and call it good. But here at Tightline, it's one of those things that is literally a 365-day-a-year process running the series, from dialing in the permits to hosting the events, all the logistics that goes into it. It's definitely a major business ordeal. And we're really excited to kind of make the announcement of our overall first place sponsor and partnership of the season. So we brought it live to your show to announce what this first place prize is at all the events at Ice Addiction this year.
All right. So you're cutting out a little bit, but we want to make sure we get this exactly right. Tell us who the sponsor is and what kind of payouts you're talking about.
Absolutely. So, we teamed up with an amazing organization. This organization is called The Barn at Rock Fence. Guys, and this is a major organization that is really focused on getting veterans out in the outdoors. There's so many groups out there that do such amazing things to get all of our soldiers, the brave men and women that have served this country, outside, fishing, hunting, enjoying wildlife in the outdoors. And I'll tell you, the Barn at Rock Fence is one of those exceptional groups that does amazing things for all of our veterans. And I'll tell you, this organization is actually going to fly veterans from all over the country to come out here with their families to fish Ice Addiction, experience the thrill of ice fishing here in the Rocky Mountain region. So we're excited about that. So again, they're going to bring so many of these brave men and women out here that have served our country to fish and enjoy the experience. And with their partnership, they are also providing our first place prize. So at all four events, for the heaviest single fish, so again, no tag fish, no limit to fish, no hoops to jump through, literally the single heaviest fish caught during the Ice Addiction Tournament Series at all four events will be going home with $10,000 cash. So again, $10,000 cash per event. So through the four event series, it'll be $40,000 cash for that first place prize in total there. So $10,000 cash per event at Ice Addiction for the first place prize this year.
I might come out of retirement from tournaments just so I can win the money and retire.
I'd be there just to see that.
We're excited. I mean, obviously, as a tournament, host and a person operating the events, it's great to see. But to be totally honest with you, just as an angler, there's so many large tournaments in the Midwest. And it seems like when you talk about professional fishing or large tournaments, nothing with these major payouts has really been, in the West or Colorado, especially in the winter. So we're excited, obviously as a business owner and just excited as an angler to have a really big payout in an ice fishing tournament here in Colorado and Utah. So we're very excited to announce this to the world for sure.
Are all four event locations, have they been, are they confirmed?
Yep, everything is confirmed. Everything is locked in. Our first event is going to be mid-January, and that's going to be at Boyd Lake State Park right there in Loveland. Both you and Brad are obviously very familiar with that body of water. We're excited to open up there. Then we're going to go to Starvation Reservoir in Utah after that. Then we come back. We're actually going to be at Jackson Reservoir. That's a brand-new location for us out on the eastern plains of Colorado. And then our wrap-up is going to be towards the end of February up at Grand Lake for kind of the finale. So, four events, three in Colorado, one in Utah. And all four of those events are going to have that $10,000 cash first place prize for the heaviest single fish. So whether that's a 1 pound rainbow or a real big giant lake trout, it all goes home with the money. If you look at Ice Addiction stats, on average, it is around a 3 pound or less fish that generally speaking takes the win. So who knows? One of those small rainbows or a walleye might be worth a lot of money this coming winter.
Nate, don't I recall one of your tournaments, I think maybe at Chatfield, was even one with a sucker?
Absolutely, we did. We had a 2.6 pound sucker take home the Chatfield win a couple years ago.
And you know, Nate, with the way you run the tournament, an experienced, avid, accomplished angler always has an edge because hopefully they're going to have techniques they'll catch more fish. But anybody who's willing to go out there and use anything and happens to catch one fish and it happens to be the right one could walk away with the prize.
I mean, that's it, Terry. We developed a series to where it's literally built for everybody, from a first-time ice angler, which if you're a first-time ice angler, we'll even provide you tackle for the day. We loan out rods, reels, and jigs. So you can say, hey, I've never ice fished. I want to try it. You come up to our trailer, I'm happy to loan you a rod and some gear to get you started for the day. You just return at the end of the day, but we're all about getting that new angler out there. And then obviously, like you said, an angler that has experience, obviously, it never hurts to kind of have the tactics in mind of what's going to go for it. And, like we always say, anytime that we have a tournament like this where it's just heavy a single fish, a lot of guys go for gold. They're looking for the biggest fish possible. We always tell people, just go out to catch fish. If you catch fish, you're going to do good in the series. Obviously, going out for a monster, if you hook that fish, it pays off big. But more than likely, just catching fish, just like any tournament, weighing fish is always more important than weighing big fish. Get your fish weighed and then go looking for a big fish. But if you weigh fish, that's the biggest key to success in this style event.
And I will tell everybody out there that Nate will be tremendous at helping you catch fish unless you're in the boat with him fishing against him.
You never know, Terry. Got to always keep those up on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what else is going on, Nate? That's an incredible announcement. What else are you seeing out there?
That's it. We're excited about Ice Addiction, so make sure you follow our website. We'll have a bunch of other information on our Facebook pages about that coming soon. Other than that, Terry, we are full-blown hunting. Obviously, we're approaching fall fishing. We're having much cooler nights in the mountains, so the fishing in the mountains is just fantastic. I was very lucky enough to slide an arrow through a pronghorn this last week, so you can actually go start watching all of the Bowtech social outlets, Facebook, Instagram, their website. You can follow along on that hunt early next week, so you can see all the tricks and the techniques that I use to create a successful archery over-the-counter archery tag here in Colorado for a successful pronghorn hunt. But other than that, next weekend is a very big one for us. It is the opener of our general archery elk and deer hunts here in Colorado. Again, you have people from every state imaginable coming to Colorado to hunt this opportunity. Obviously all of our Colorado hunters are out there. It's a very late season for us this year, so we're very excited about that. Obviously, our calendar dates for hunting always fall on the calendar year, so you have that 7-day swing. Sometimes our hunts are very early, sometimes they're late. This is about as late as that archery hunt is going to be for us here in Colorado. So for all the hunters and all the years that we have a late rut, we always wish we had one more week of our archery season. Well, this is the year that we have that one more week. So the last week of the archery hunt here in Colorado for elk should be absolutely as about amazing as it gets. And obviously starting a week later, even our opening day is going to be far more successful, I'd say, than we're normally used to on those early date seasons. So a lot of anticipation is going in to those opening tags that start next weekend here in Colorado. Again, whether you're a mule deer hunter or an elk hunter, it's going to be a fantastic year. We had supreme grass this year with all the moisture, so a ton of antler growth, really healthy animals. Just the overall, we'll call it the ecosystem of everything, is looking very good going into the 2019 hunting season.
Now, a couple minutes and we got to run, but you mentioned the season starting later, which is going to get you more into the rut. We had a really almost non-existent early summer. We had a wet, cold spring. Then it got pretty hot for a couple months, but I know the fishing has been a little off schedule. It's been different. That has been good, but different. Is there one thing that weather might have done? I mean, is it less, more water holes, or the animals in a different place? Anything changed there?
You know, the biggest thing I've seen, like, hunting archery, pronghorn, yes, there was more water holes than I've ever seen. Places where there should not be water, there was water holes. So the general game and the approach of a lot of people sitting on water holes for pronghorn could make it tough. If you had the right water hole, they were really hitting right, and you hunted it smart, you know, you didn't go in there with bad wind, you really hunted it with a good education, those water holes were still productive. But just jumping on a random water hole for pronghorn was very tough. Same thing for elk. We always preach to people that hunting water early in the season before the rut takes place is a great way to be successful on those early tags for elk and deer. Same thing this year. We have got a lot of water. So you really need to do your scouting. Hopefully you have been. If not, you literally have a week left. But hunting water this year is going to take more scouting than we've ever done to really pinpoint which water hole they're hitting, because we have so many multiple areas that they can get water this year compared to a normal dry, hot year. So that's probably the biggest thing, is doing a lot of scouting on that water hole, just because the average water setting is going to be slightly less successful just due to the multiple options they have for water. The only other thing that we see right now, we're still holding a ton of green grass and growing grass. We always say that on a year where we have tons of green grass, we generally see the rut starting to take place a little later. We like to see those frost hits. We like to see that grass starting to wilt. I think that's kind of a nature sign that it's time for fall and it's time to start breeding. When the grass is growing strong, very green, it very typically also seems like they hold off just a little bit. Last thing I will say, though, is I watched 40 different bull elk, 42 or 43 bull elk lose velvet within a two-day window. From a Monday to a Wednesday, I watched bulls go from 100% velvet to 100% hardhorn in 2 days. That was all around August 12th. So August 12th for me, I literally watched, 40-plus bulls go into a hardhorn situation. So with that being said, that was a fairly early rub-off for the area that I was in. So hopefully that is good signs for a very aggressive, very early rut. So even though we have green grass, I like to see that velvet come off early. So we'll see what really happens. Really, the next 4 or 5 days is going to be a very, tall tale sign of what's happening. So next week's show, I'll have a very updated, informational segment on where we are with the Colorado rut for elk and where things are sitting with that.
All right, we got to go, but where do they find information about the Ice Addiction Tournament?
Absolutely, Ice Addiction. Go to our Facebook page right now. We'll be releasing a video about that, and obviously the website here shortly, and then all the hunting stuff is at bowtecharchery.com.
All right, my friend, we will talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right, Nate Zielinski, we're going to take a quick time out. When we get back, Jeff Caldwell is going to join us, and we're going to talk goose hunting right here in Colorado on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.